This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky paid tribute on Monday to U.S. nationals who have fought in the 15-month-old war against Russian invaders.
On behalf of all Ukrainians, I would like to honor the courage and self-sacrifice of all Americans who stood in defense and keep defending the freedom.
Zelensky stood outside his office in Kyiv in a video message marking the U.S. Memorial Day holiday. Americans have been among thousands of foreign nationals signing up for tours of duty in Ukraine in various units, with an estimated death toll of about 20. South Africa's president has appointed a judge to oversee an inquiry into allegations the country supplied arms to Russia, AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
The U.S. ambassador to South Africa claims weapons and ammunition were loaded onto a Russian-flagged cargo ship that secretly docked at a naval base near Cape Town in December last year. South Africa has denied there was any government-sanctioned deal to provide weapons to Russia, although it hasn't categorically ruled out that an unofficial transaction took place involving another entity. The South African president's office says the panel has 6 weeks to complete its investigations and another 2 weeks from then to provide a report to Ramaphosa. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Explosions have rattled Kyiv during daylight as Russian ballistic missiles fell on the Ukrainian capital. The barrage came hours after a more common nighttime attack on the city by drones and cruise missiles. Debris from missiles intercepted by Ukrainian air defenses Monday fell in Kyiv's central and northern districts during the morning. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan won Sunday's presidential runoff, giving him a third term in power despite an ailing economy and criticism over the handling of devastating earthquakes. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
On the streets of Istanbul, Recep Tayyip Erdogan's presidential runoff victory over challenger Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu was welcomed by some. But with Turkey facing soaring inflation and a weakening currency, for others, the result is fueling fear of what is next. The election was widely touted as Erdogan's toughest, with Turkey grappling with 40% plus inflation and widespread condemnation over the handling of February's earthquakes. But the quake-struck region gave Erdogan some of his strongest support. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Warring generals in Sudan have agreed to extend by 5 days a humanitarian ceasefire they repeatedly violated and which failed to deliver promised aid corridors. A day earlier, mediators from the United States and Saudi Arabia had said there were, quote, violations by both parties that significantly impeded the truce's goals of allowing humanitarian aid for civilians delivered through secure corridors and the restoration of essential services. They added both the army and its enemy, the paramilitary rapid support forces, were, quote, posturing for further escalation. Gunshots rang out in Libya's capital on Monday following hours of fighting between two armed groups, both aligned with the divided country's UN-backed government, local medics and media reported. Several residents in Tripoli were lightly wounded in the clashes, which began Sunday night and spread across several neighborhoods. The United Nations Environment Program, or UNEP, is hosting talks in Paris this week on Global Plastic Waste Reduction Treaty with discussions on recycling and or restricting production. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Many countries say the treaty's goal should be circularity, or keeping already produced plastic items in circulation as long as possible. UNEP has released a blueprint for reducing plastic waste by 80% by 2040. It outlined three key areas of action: reuse, recycling, and reorientation of plastic packaging to alternative materials. But some environmental groups criticized the report for focusing on waste management, which they saw as a concession to the global plastics and petrochemicals industry.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Follow us online at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.